This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Yield, count us down in your top five reasons for letting them race back to the flag.
They had plenty of time to get slowed down. It makes for better TV. Junior would have had a chance to win. Anybody but Logano. And it's better for the fans. Let go.
Put the trophies up. It's another episode. I told you long time ago. We about to explode. The thing with something mean is supposed to be. Leave, but I told that beast are awesome. And that down it be amazing. But enough about me. Yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG. Grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong. We call it PG. Rated M. I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 198. I'm your host, Tricky Mick, alongside with me, my other host, Donnie.
What up, dope people, and where the heck is Onimusha?
Man, I gotta say, that's some bullcrap, because they'd have gotten slowed down before they got back to that wreck on the backstretch, and Harvicker Jr. had Logano.
Hold on, I got intro DLC.
What, Donnie?
Intro DLC.
What up, dope people? And why the heck is we talking about NASCAR? Man.
Because it's the Daytona 500. Yeah, Yield, I agree with you. I mean, we actually delayed the start of the show to watch the end of the Daytona 500. Yeah, I agree. You know, I understand why they slowed down the field at the moment of caution. Because years ago, as you remember, they used to let them race back to the start-finish line. And then there was a safety issue, so they froze the field, basically. But I still believe that if it's the last lap and the wreck's behind, let the leaders race for the win.
Well, especially at a mile and a half, 2.5 mile track.
Absolutely.
Unless it crashes at the start-finish line or going into turn one, they're going to get slowed down.
Absolutely. And Donnie, we're talking Chinese to you right now, so let's do as we do every week and give you our updated trophy count. I am level 27, total trophies of 6,068, and a plaque count of 42. Donnie?
I am level 26 still, 5,364 trophies, I believe. I'm sinking now, but I won't count those. And 73 plaques also.
And Yield.
I am a level 19, creeping up on level 20, a trophy count of 3,270, and a platinum count of 39 in 39 games.
All right, as you probably can tell by now, Alex is not with us this week. I didn't update his trophies, so unfortunately I won't give you an accurate count, but Alex will be taken off this week and next week, so he will not be around. So it is on us to bring home the shows, gentlemen. So let's get into what we're playing. Yield, I'm going to start with you. What have you been playing, buddy?
I've been playing some Simpsons Tapped Out. They got a new update, superhero update, so it's kind of actually pretty cool. And I've been went back to some MotoStorm Apocalypse, and I'm actually working on the online. I figured out a way to possibly get a few trophies. The online is basically dead. If I want a platinum it, I'm going to have to boost it. But then I platinumed Ratchet and Clank Up Your Arsenal.
Ooh.
So now I can move on to the future series.
Apparently we have Scooby-Doo on the show this week. is that all you've been playing?
That's, to my knowledge, yes, that's all I've been playing this week.
To your knowledge?
Yes.
All right, Donnie, what have you been playing?
Well, I just stopped playing South Park. I just can't take it no more. The comedy is still there. It's funny as heck, but I just can't take that turn-based bug crap. Games like that need to be stopped. It needs to be stopped. So, I'm not playing that anymore. I sent it back. And I went back and played some Last of Us some more. Again, in a few minutes of, what's the second Ratchet and Clank? Going Commando.
Going Commando. Yes, number two is Going Commando.
And a little bit of titties early is that if I wanted to start from the very beginning, and I'm one of those players, like, if you beat the game and it has bonus play that I would like to go back and do with all the weapons that I have already upgraded, you know, just play for fun. And I didn't have two save files, so I had to replay the file I already had, already started, and I can't remember where I was at and where I'm going, and some of the story has already been started. Oh, I'm kind of like in the middle of it already at the beginning of it. I mean, I just started. So I would recommend if you make two save files, one for the very beginning and you haven't started yet, and the other one's for you play the file that you're playing right now. Yeah. And I'll be playing the order sometime soon, probably Monday, because, you know, mail don't run on Sunday, but probably Monday because they're shipping it out to me. So that means I got to get a Station 4.
Are you sure you want to do this? Because I've heard that the gameplay isn't that long.
Yeah, I don't want to get the Station 4 now, but it's not really anything that I want to play on a Station 3 anymore. Or at least not story driven. That hasn't been, well, at least the story has not been intriguing enough to me to want to play it. And I want a new story. So I've been playing a bunch of old games that the story still intrigues me with. Kingdom Hearts, and, you know, now Last of Us, and the Ratchet and Clank series. You know, those games are, you know, I already played them, but the story is intriguing enough to play them, but I want a new story now. It's time for a new story in my life. So, that game looks decent enough for me.
You might want to wait.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get it.
Anyway. I think you're going to want to wait.
Well, I'm going to just get it just for that. And of course, I'm going to come back to my Station 3 soon because they'll have nothing else worth playing on the system at all until Metal Gear comes out. But, I'm still hesitant.
What about Infamous?
Infamous 1 was intriguing, and Infamous 2 was somewhat intriguing just because it was a sequel. You wanted to know what really was going down. Infamous Second Son, the only thing that's intriguing about it is why the heck is it called Second Son? That's the only thing intriguing about it. And I'm not really that hyped on wanting to play it. But I will play it because I play the other ones.
Alright.
I don't know what to say.
And I have been playing a little bit more Lego Batman 2. I have gotten a little bit into Ratchet & Clank Into the Nexus. I didn't get too far into that. The reason I didn't get too far into that, because I bought The Order 1886.
Yeah, and how is that, by the way?
Wait a minute.
That's why I was trying to tell Donnie to, he might want to wait.
Well, I'm not buying it though, so.
One of our super fans has already platinum it. I mean, I saw people who were platinum it. Less than 24 hours, so that shows you how short it is. But
It's not the fact that it's short, it's the fact that it only has 22 trophies.
Oh, that's it? See, I didn't know that.
The trophies are basically get all the collectibles and beat the game on any difficulty.
Ah, so it's a really easy trophy list.
Right, because there's no multiplayer in the game whatsoever.
Well, see, now, don't go there. I read someone's little, like, it was a little quick review. It was several little quick reviews. And one of the very first things this one reviewer said was, well, this game's just not, doesn't have a lot of meat to it or whatever because there's no multiplayer. I didn't bother to read the rest of your review because if you start off your review by going, this game isn't very good because it has no multiplayer, I'm done with you. No,
your opinion is invalid.
Because you're basically saying, well, because there's no multiplayer, it's no good. Well, to me, it's like saying Call of Duty sucks because you have a 2-hour single player.
Exactly.
I mean, you can criticize it because it's short, but I've heard people say even though it's a short game, it's still very good. Jurassic Parky, for one, rated it as good of an experience as he's had with a game since The Last of Us.
See,
that's pretty high right there.
Okay, see, this is the thing. This is the thing I feel about The Order. I'm on the fourth or fifth chapter. I'm into it. Visually, it looks fantastic. It absolutely looks great. The attention to detail, one attention to detail, which if I had to nitpick, and I'm being clear, if I had to nitpick, was if you walk up in front of a mirror, the mirror doesn't show your reflection.
Okay.
Maybe you're a vampire.
Yeah, he's probably a lycan or a vampire. That's part of the game story. But y'all talking about the whole, the trophies and all that stuff. Yeah, I'm off with trophies too, but how is the story? That's what I want.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Don't tell me any plot points.
No. I'm not going to give you any plot points because I wouldn't do that to you. It's not grabbing me. Like, I'm playing it. I want to keep playing it. But there's nothing to it that's going, okay, I got to keep playing this. I got to see what happens next. I haven't had any of those moments yet. Now, like I said, I'm not that far into it, so it may pick up. The weapons to me, I mean, I think they're all right. I mean, they're intriguing, but nothing spectacular.
Who makes this game again?
It's Ready at Dawn, who are the same people that made the PSP versions of God of War.
Oh, okay.
So this is their first jump into the AAA market of a game they made. This is also their first console game. So you can't really fault them because they're used to making a shorter game, and this is, you know, their first jump into the fire, so to speak. So I'm not holding against Ready at Dawn. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, I've been listening to a lot of people talk about The Order, and this is, somebody brought up a valid point, and it was from somebody from IGN. I think it was Brian Altano on Podcast Beyond. People are constantly bitching on the social medias, on their reviews of how short the game is, and how people are not feeling like they got their money's worth. To me, that is such a bullshit argument. Because if you're bitching because 7 hours of gameplay is not enough for you to feel like you got your $60, then everybody out there that's played Skyrim, and everybody out there that's played Borderlands nonstop, everybody that's played 40, 50 hours into their campaigns and whatnot, I don't see any of them jumping forward and handing the developers and the publishers more money because they got more than their $60 worth. So you can't have it one way and then bitch about it when it's the other way. That irritates the shit out of me.
I look at it this way. The fact that I hear it's a short story makes me apprehensive. Had I had my 4, I would be playing that game this weekend because I would have pre-ordered it. It was a game that I was interested in. You can do a short game, but you really got to knock it out of the park. Look at I can't really say Uncharted 3. Uncharted 3 was only about 10 hours on playing through it once, just on one difficulty.
But you're not a fan, but you can use Metal Gear as an example. Metal Gear is freaking short, and that's the real game. Metal Gear 4 is like less than 5 hours to play through. But no.
Metal Gear, see, the actual gameplay of Metal Gear is short. But the game itself is large.
Yeah, that's because what I'm saying.
Because you're playing, you know.
You got like 10 hours of cutscenes.
And the game itself, like the stuff that you can do inside of the Metal Gear universe, yeah, it's a lot. But if you just want to just play like everybody else be playing, especially these reviewers just be running through games like crazy. And I don't really like how they run through games. They run through the game so they can hurry up and get to the other game to review it. And you can't really get the gist of it, in my opinion. But these Metal Gear is a short game, but it got so much stuff in it that you can do, making it a great game. So by y'all keep saying it's short, I understand that, but it might be a real good game, depending on the story.
Well, I mean, as I get through it, I'll let you know. But as of right now, the story's not grabbing me, and I'll report back next week because I'm pretty sure that I'll put some more time into the game before then.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, what we're playing is run kind of long, so let's let's move on a little bit. I think that's pretty much all I've been playing was The Order and Lego Batman 2 and Ratchet and Clank. So and other than Clash of Clans. So let's get into our news. Our first bit of news is last week we were talking about Darksiders 2, the Definitive Edition. It was rumored to be coming out. It has all been confirmed now to have come out. And the only reason that I'm bringing this up is because I love Nordic Games' answer when questioned about the game. Because when it came out, IGN reached out to Nordic Games to confirm whether or not it was happening. And Nordic Games' comment was, quote, "The authenticity of the Amazon listen is unquestionable." And that was their statement.
It's unquestionable. What does that mean?
The authenticity. I can't say that word again.
So that means it's coming.
They're basically saying
authenticity.
The fact that it's posted is you can't question it, because they're basically saying the truth behind the listing is unquestionable, which means it's true.
Okay. Yeah. So
I just love that comment. Again, there's no release date.
Like it. I don't like this comment. Just say yeah.
Well, they would try to be smartasses about it.
No, that's not being smart.
Maybe they're not allowed to say yeah.
But yeah, then again, the no release date has been announced, but it is the price point of $40 has been confirmed.
Boom, $40.
Hey, it's cheaper than 60. The next bit of news. If you have not jumped on the
more than five.
If you have not jumped on the Telltale Games bandwagon lately, I have a little bit of news for you. The Telltale Games collection is now available for the PlayStation 4. If you're PlayStation Plus, you get an additional 10% off. Now, the Telltale Games collection, which includes all of the developers' games since The Walking Dead Season 1, with the exception of Poker Night 2, is now available on PlayStation 4. Previously released on the Xbox One, the collection also includes the season passes for Game of Thrones and Tales from the Borderlands. Originally priced at $110, it will be 50% off for until February 24th, and PlayStation Plus will receive an additional 10% off. The games that are included are The Walking Dead Season 1 and 2, The Wolf Among Us, Tales from the Borderlands with the Season Pass, and Game of Thrones Season Pass. So you're getting 5 games complete for the price point of $55 right now, and if you miss the sale, it's going to be $110, which is still a good price.
Well, you're getting it from the information from us, you're going to miss the sale.
I'll post this on Twitter or something for anybody else.
I'll still wait until they have the Game of Thrones season pass on sale like they always have and just get it individually.
I hear you on that one, but this is pretty good. Even though I'm not the whole fan of that point click bullcrap, I am a fan of The Walking Dead. Even though it's bullcrap because of the point and click, but I love the story of it, and that's like the only thing that Telltale's going to get from me. It's The Walking Dead stuff.
You didn't even try The Wolf Among Us?
No, I did download the demo, or I think I have the first episode, the full first episode, but I got it for free. But I bought the
whole game when they had it for sale.
I did too.
But yeah, the thing about it is it's kind of like me playing the South Park games. Like I tried to hold on as much as possible because I don't like point and click and I freakishly don't like turn based. But like I said, in South Park, the comedy kept me going, but I just can't take it no more. The Wolf Among Us, I guess in the first episode, the story wasn't that too intriguing for me to catch. Even though I am intrigued with the whole fact of these are fairy tale creatures. I mean, fairy tales. Yeah, characters been brought into this. I guess what we say now, the darker version of it. That's intriguing enough for me to go to YouTube and watch the story on there. But playing, point and clicking on it, I don't want to go through that.
All right, our next bit of news, which is going to be basically for me and Yield, because Donnie really doesn't care. Harmonix is rumored to be developing a new Rock Band game for Xbox One and PlayStation 4.
Oh, my goodness.
According to Bloomberg Business.
First off, I told you so. Secondly, shut up and take my money.
For real, man?
For real, man. Hey, I don't want to work. I just want to beat on the drums all day.
Harmonix's response is quoted, "We're excited by how enthusiastic our fans have been in regards to our most recent DLC releases, and we think it's awesome that people are speculating about the future of the franchise. While we still don't have anything to announce, hundreds of thousands of unique users are still actively playing Rock Band games each month. This passion our fans have shown for Rock Band over the years suggests that Rock truly hasn't died, and we've always been clear that we'd love to return the franchise when time is right." Last month, Harmonix has sent out a survey asking which current gen platforms people own and whether or not they would be, quote, inclined, end quote, to pre-order a new Rock Band game.
Okay, I got a question about this.
I said yes.
Are you going to be the same Rock Band song that y'all didn't play in all the other same Rock Bands? Are we going to get some new rock music?
Well, here's my question about this, and obviously you're not going to have the answer for it, so I'd like to speculate with you. As we've gone through the Rock Band games, and Donnie, this is going to answer your question in the end. As we've gone through the Rock Band games, you know, Rock Band 2, Rock Band 3, Lego Rock Band, Green Day, and there's one more that I'm forgetting, Rock Band Blitz.
Beatles.
And Rock Band Beatles. But that you weren't able to transfer their music. You were able to transfer the music from game to game to game. That's always been in the save data on your PS3, so the game was able to recognize that game data. We go on to the PlayStation 4 to do Rock Band.
Yes.
You think we can be able to transfer the music over?
Nope.
I don't know. That was on part of the questionnaire. There was a towards the end. There was, I don't know, 10 things that they listed, and you had to put them in order of priority of what you felt was order of priority, from anywhere from a bigger disc soundtrack to more stadiums to play in, better customizations for your characters. One of the most important thing. What was another one? Able to use your old instruments, compatibility of old instruments to new gen. But one of the most important things that I put down was the ability to transfer all your downloaded music to next gen. And that was a option that they had. And I rated that as number one because there are a lot of people. I don't have as much money invested in DLC songs as Tricky does. But to me, that's important. I bought those songs. And I don't want to have to rebuy them. Even though I would be dumb enough to do it, I don't want to have to. I already bought them. I should be able to somehow export them.
Okay, well, okay, you'll
which that's probably going to be the trickiest part. Although it's in your download account. So Sony knows you bought that. So I don't know how they could be like, oh yep, you've purchased this. Okay, here's the PS4 version. I don't know how they can do it, but they know whether or not you've bought it or not.
All right, Don, you want to say something before...
Yeah, I do all that, but so if they do that, so why come out with a Station 4 version then? Like,
because...
If you can already have all those downloaded, so why take the time out to even put new stuff in it if there's going to even be new stuff in it if y'all just want to play that old stuff?
Well, you could do new features in the new game. I mean, every game, you know, Rock Band 1, it was... This was the game with all the plastic instruments. When they moved up to Rock Band 2, you were able to purchase the Ion drum set, which I own.
Pro instruments.
The pro instruments didn't come until 3.
I want that kind of drum set with the next gen system so I can get it.
And you know, and Rock Band 3 introduced pro instruments where you can actually plug up a real electronic guitar and play, and you know, you can hook up the iron drum set too. And the guitar. So, to bring out new features, it, you know, that's intriguing.
What new features is a freaking guitar game gonna have? Like, for real? Like,
well, Donnie, I don't know. I mean, maybe they can do it now that you can use any guitar. I mean, Rock Band 3, you had to buy this one guitar, and that's the one that was compatible. Maybe they could open up like Rocksmith did and says, okay, you can use any guitar you want. You can use any electronic drum set you want. Whatever they do, I mean, I don't know off the top of my head. I mean, I'd have to see what they announce, if they announce anything. But my biggest thing, and as Yules pointed out, is I've spent hundreds of dollars on DLC. If I can't use that music in Rock Band 4 or whatever they decide to call it, I'd be really pissed off, and probably pissed off to the point where I might not even buy the game because I feel it's a waste of my money.
Yeah, right. It was a waste of money for all that DLC. Yeah,
right. Well, no, it's not a waste of money because I can still go back and play the game.
Well, go back and play it then. That's their point. That's why they ain't going to get it transferred over.
Well, what my point to you, Yield, was I don't think it's really going to come down to Sony deciding whether or not you own the game. It's all about licensing rights, because Harmonix has to get the right to transfer the medium from Rock Band 3 to Rock Band 4, the same thing they did for Rock Band 2 to 3 and Rock Band 1 to 2. That's why when we went from 1 to 2, they were able to transfer all the songs but 3 songs, and one of the songs that was not able to transfer from 1 to 2 was Enter Sandman by Metallica, because by the time they went to make Rock Band 2, Guitar Hero already signed the deal to make Guitar Hero Metallica. So it's all about licensing rights. That's why songs are coming off the store, because Harmonix only had a right to sell it for 5 years. And that 5 years is now up, so now they're not legally not allowed to sell it anymore.
Unless they renew the rights.
Right, and they haven't been, so.
Alright, more useless time been spent on useless games. No.
Donnie's just a hater when it comes to games he doesn't like.
I am.
Speaking of another game Donnie doesn't like, Assassin's Creed Unity is coming out with a new patch to unlock all of the app content to all. Now, if you remember previously on this, I have said that one of my gripes about this game was that you had to use the app to unlock certain treasure chests or artifacts in the game. Now, Ubisoft is releasing the patch to Assassin's Creed Unity, which now all artifacts and all treasure chests are able to open regardless if you use the companion app. Although you still can use the app if you choose you want to do that.
Yeah, stupid. That was a stupid idea to begin with. Stupid. I'm just saying, like, dude, why go through? I mean, I just can't. I find it hard to grasp this whole concept of them having you do so way out of the loop stuff for you to do things in the game, in your console game. Like, if I'm using the app, most likely, is this app on a phone or
your app? It's on your iPad, your iPhone.
Yeah,
your Google,
so why
your Android?
If I buy that, make the app. I mean, if I'm using the app on my iPhone or I'm using the app on my tablet or whatever, me, I would want to be playing whatever I'm playing on my freaking iPhone or my Mac. I mean, on my iPad or my tablet or whatever. If I'm playing anything console-based, I don't want to go out of the way to grab my freaking phone. I don't want to go out of my way to grab the other controller. I don't want to go out of my way to grab a tablet in order for me to do something on my console. Why take the time to think up stuff like that when developing this stuff for consoles? My opinion, of course.
Well, I mean, Donnie, I mean, I
think it's useless. It's some bull crap. It's a waste of time, waste of mental energy to do that stuff, in my opinion.
Okay, but we've gone round and round about this. In the case of Black Flag, you were able to use the app to send out your ships that you had, and you can get supplies that you could also get in the game. But if you weren't at home, you could use the app to send out your ships to go out and get metal, get cloth, get wood, whatever it is, so you could upgrade your ship.
Wait till your father gets home. My bad, I was thinking of an old school cartoon. But wait to get home to play the game, Dad. I mean,
what's the difference? If you could open this app while you're sitting on the city bus, or you got 5-minute break time at work, let me hop on, send off my ship. So by the time I get home, the ships are back and my supplies are in my inventory.
The difference is that I don't want to play that old school bull crap.
Then like, you don't do that. But there's other people out there that want to do that.
Yes, there's other people on the planet. Yes, I understand that, Tricky. Stop using that. Yes, I understand people don't have internet. Yes,
well,
I
then stop talking like
PlayStation 3s. I understand that. But that's still a waste of time.
But then stop talking like Ubisoft shouldn't do this because Donnie doesn't want it done. Ubisoft's doing it because there's people out there that want this done.
Look, I'm not going to stop talking like that because that's my opinion, and you have your opinion. Like you keep using your opinion to talk about the other people. So this is my opinion. This is how I feel about this stupid stuff. In my opinion,
I understand. We all understand that, Donnie. No, I'm not saying don't give your opinion. I'm saying don't talk like this is just stupid because of the fact that you don't want to do it. There's other people out there that want to do that. There's people out there that take out their cell phones for 5 minutes to play Simpsons Tapped Out or, you know, Pocket Trains or whatever it is.
That's made for your cell phone. That's made for your cell phone.
So is this app.
So Assassin's Creed is made for your console. Black Flag is made for your console. Black Flag is not made for your phone. They made an app so you can send out little dots to go do your ship. You can never control the dots. They're sending out little dots and do all this bull crap. And then you come back and now the crap that you grab from the little dots is now in your inventory. Like, dude, just wait to get home to do all that junk. Again, my opinion, and I'm not going to stop talking like it's my opinion.
Donnie, I want you to give your opinion. But I just don't want you to say, like, this is stupid. Why are they doing this?
That's my opinion. But what
my point being, Donnie, is that you may say it's stupid, but you can't say this is not useful because just because you would never use it or you don't have any interest in it doesn't mean there's other people out there. And you have to be able to be open-minded enough to say Ubisoft is doing this for the people that want to spend 5 minutes to go set out some ships or to go do an assassin mission or whatever it is. They're opening up their audience by throwing Assassin's Creed game on a tablet, on an iPhone, and on an Android. People get introduced to the series, and then as they go, you know what? I like a little bit more Assassin's Creed. Let me go buy a console. Let me go buy the game. It's all about marketing.
It ain't useful.
Sadly, nowadays...
It's a waste of time.
Sadly, nowadays, those five-minute games are what gets most gamers now. It's a market.
Candy Crush,
Farmville, all those games. Simpsons Tapped Out.
Real games.
But Donnie, that's what get gamers in. That's what opens the door to people. People want those 5 minute games.
For real, Farmville is what opened the door to Assassin's Creed. Farmville is what opened the door to Vanquish.
But Donnie, you're talking about console games. I'm talking about Farmville opens up the gate to video games. Farmville was going crazy. People waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning to water their plants.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And there was a big thing on the news about it.
Exactly.
No, I agree it's stupid. No, I agree it's stupid, but because of that happened.
Okay, so again, you agree it's stupid, but I agree. Cricket, stop saying things stupid because I say it's stupid.
I'm not saying what you're saying is stupid. I'm saying you shit on the fact that.
Because that's my opinion.
But you're not thinking about it in the grand scape. I mean, people waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Be in a grand scape.
People waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning to water their plants in Farmville made it onto national news. National news. Wow. All people see that.
That makes it good because it made it onto national news.
Can I finish?
No.
By getting it on national news, it opened it up to people's go, what the fuck is Farmville? Let me check it out. Then people started playing video games. Then they went on to, you know, your parents know about Tetris. Your parents know about Q-Bert. All this stuff. Q-Bert being remastered and coming out.
Q-Bert. Now you bringing Q-Bert into this.
But that's the point.
You talked about that bullcrap too.
But that's the point.
It ain't the point. That's the waste of your time in video game developing.
No, that's a waste of time for you. That's a waste of time for you. That's not a waste of time. No, because
they've already been developing. They're not even adding anything new other than it's.
They don't need to, Donnie.
It's 3D now.
They don't need to. They need to. What they made Q-Bert rebooted to get the people that played Q-Bert back in the day back to consoles, so they can now say, you know what, you like Q-Bert? Let's give you Pac-Man. You like Pac-Man? Okay. Let's give you Assassin's Creed. Let's give you Metal Gear. It opens up the market. That's
right,
what. Don't patronize me.
But you're right though. They open the market. You're right. You're right about artists though. Again, just my opinion. Waste of time. Bullcrap.
I understand you think it's a waste of time, but then I would just say don't use it, but don't bitch about it. That's all I'm saying.
That's what your opinion is.
Hey, you want to know what else opens up?
The trademark for The Last Guardian.
Ah, see, even better.
That
game still exists?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. There's a lot of speculation right now. Let me get the news out of the way first. The game's trademark expired. Sony did not renew it. A lot of speculation is people have reached out to Sony, and Sony confirms that the game is still in production. The rumor is now is that the reason they let The Last Guardian's trademark go is because the game is no longer called The Last Guardian. It has moved on and will receive a new name.
That would be a good hypothesis.
Also with this being that The Last Guardian was originally slated for the PS3, they're also thinking that the game is now slated to come out to the PlayStation 4, and that's the reason for the name change, and that's the reason for the trademark being dropped.
Would it be called then The Current Guardian?
I don't know what it'd be called. But Sony did reach out, Sony did say the game is still in production, but all we know right now officially is that the trademark is inactive and anybody can go buy it if they wanted to.
It's in production. It's in the same limbo as
Duke Nukem?
Yeah, same Duke Nukem limbo.
All right. And our
Guardians
last,
Forever?
Our last bit of news. Although NetherRealm Studios has not released its full plans for Mortal Kombat X's DLC, rumors are already getting around that two different players could be coming to the game, not from the original Mortal Kombat world. The first one we're going to talk about is the one that Donnie wants to discuss, in which there is a rumor that Predator might be coming to Mortal Kombat X.
Ooh, now that's intriguing.
Now, Donnie, I don't want to read the whole article, but this would not actually be the first time that a iconic figure has come to a Mortal Kombat game, because if you guys remember correctly, Freddy was offered as DLC on the previous game.
Yes, yes. So, and I also hope they bring Freddy back, because he was a beast.
Now, are you interested in seeing Predator in Mortal Kombat X?
Yes, I am very interested in seeing... Well, I'm interested. I'm just curious on how his fight team ability would be, because Predator has no form of fighting at all. He just have his blades and he swing and cut. That's it. In a laser missile projectile.
That sounds.
And he can go invisible.
Yeah, Reptile can also go invisible.
But that sounds like, to me, as it's a cross between Johnny Cage, Reptile, and Kano.
No. Cage, like I said before.
Not Cage. I'm sorry. What's his face? Striker.
Striker. Okay, well, yeah, Striker. I really don't understand why he was in the universe at all. But I would think he would have more. He got more fighting ability than the Predator. At least going off to his fighting skills and what you played him in, he was kicking, doing blow, you know, combos. Predator, he in all his movies that you've seen him in, even his solos and the Alien versus Predator, including the remakes of the movie, he showed no fighting ability at all, other than him shooting that cannon thing that's on his shoulder and cloaking. He don't even go invisible. He just cloaks to blend in with the environment.
Well, that's because Predator's not a fighter; it's a hunter.
Well, yeah, you're right. I'm not saying I'm not saying. I'm just saying in the Mortal Kombat universe, you will have to be somewhat of a fighter, even though, you know what? I would like to say this can apply to Freddy, but Freddy did kick a little butt in Freddy versus Jason. And the same thing can apply, I can say that to Kratos, but Kratos has been known to throw them hands in video games. Predator has not been known to throw anything. He just shoot the blades out again, like I said before, and just swing. And if he make contact, he make contact.
All right, Yield, let's go to you, because we know you're not a big Mortal Kombat fan. First, I want to get your opinion on Predator. And after that, I want to get your opinion on the second rumored character, which would be Spawn.
Ooh, why didn't you tell me that one before?
It's intriguing. I guess it would depend on how they fight and all that. I mean, I don't know. I'd have to play it to see, because most fighting games and I don't get along.
And that's for both characters, or?
I'd be intrigued to use both characters. If I liked the game, I'd probably get both characters.
All right, well, now, Spawn has not, the rumor with Spawn came from Todd McFarlane, basically said, is it Todd McFarlane? Yeah.
I believe you're right.
Made a comment somewhere on Twitter talking about how Spawn would be in Mortal Kombat X, and Ed Boon responded by going, really? Now, what's interesting about the news is both Spawn and Mortal Kombat are owned by Warner Brothers. So to bring him into the game would not be a big stretch, since Warner Brothers already owns both franchises. Donnie, I know I went to Yield, but now coming back to you, because when I said Spawn, you made a little giddy sound. What do you think about Spawn in Mortal Kombat X?
Okay, I'm feeling somewhat the same about the Predator. Spawn, I have seen Spawn in action, and I know the powers of Spawn, and Spawn can really pretty much take out almost anybody in the Mortal Kombat world, like, due to his abilities. He's a freaking god slash god killer himself, if you know about Spawn. But as far as fighting, martial arts, the stuff that Mortal Kombat is based on, I don't know, because I can't see Spawn throwing them hands, you know what I'm saying? Because I never seen him throw them hands like that. He always uses his chains or his weapons, his guns. It's either his guns or his weapons, or maybe his cape. So I never really seen him do hand to hand in anything.
All right.
So I'm not really sure if he can or not. But this is Mortal Kombat. I'm quite sure they come out with his own skill set. And for Predator too, I'm quite sure they come out with his own skill set of martial arts ability. Just like how they did Freddy. Because Freddy, he even threw some kits and stuff in Mortal Kombat 9. So, well, yeah, both of these are too intriguing. Spawn is more intriguing than Predator. But, yeah, these are too intriguing. I hope they bring both, but if not, I hope they bring Spawn, at least Spawn.
All right, that is going to bring us to the end of our topics, but we do have two listener emails this week.
Ooh, yeah.
First one comes from Mr. Marky Frazier. He says, right, guys, each week you talk about trophy chumps. I can include myself in that bracket, as I have the same game plat on PS3, PS4 for The Walking Dead, Sound Shapes. Yes, Tricky, you can check my trophies. I don't feel there's any issue in this, as I'm earning the trophies legitimately as intended by the developer. I'm proud of all my plats, especially games like Dead Space. When talking to a relative the other day, who is also a trophy hunter, he also boasts that he has a higher plat count, although I have a higher trophy count slash level than him. When searching through his plats the other day, I found that he uses game saves to glitch trophies.
Chump.
This should be called out as shameful a lot more than chumping. Have any of you encountered these tactics on your friends list?
Yes, Tricky.
Mark, we have talked about this in the past. Glitching trophies does not make you a chump. That makes you a cheater.
That makes you a what?
A cheater. See,
a Donnie, cheater.
See, you laughed before I finished my statement. Because you thought I was going to say something else.
Cheating is still chumping.
No.
But cheating, it's a cheater. Yes, you're a cheater.
Cheating is a hell of a lot worse than chumping. to do that, that's dishonorable, and I have no respect for gamers like that.
What? Chumping is dishonorable.
Not in the same way as cheating, Donnie.
Cheating, yes. Cheating is, yes, it is shameful. What is it, Marky Mark?
Marky Mark in the Funky Bunch. No, Mark Frazier. He's actually a former writer on the site.
Mr. Frazier, yes, I say it is shameful, but you're still chumping because you're doing it just for the soul of gaining trophies.
But yield, yes, cheating. Yield your comments on this.
I would say cheating is
far worse.
Let's see here. How do I want to broach this?
In the same boat.
It's in the same boat, but yet cheating is a different level of chumping, I guess. It's in the same boat because you're taking advantage of a glitch or something to get your trophies. You're not earning them.
He's using somebody else's game save. It's still chumping. He's using somebody else's game save to get trophies. That's cheating. That's not chumping. He's not earning it, the trophies again. He's using somebody else's save to get them without earning them. That's far worse.
How does that work? Do you take their save file and then just put it into your system and everything that's already been done would just automatically pop up?
Well, to talk about it, it's I'm going to tell you about it, and then it's going to make me look bad, but I was just a victim.
We know you did it already.
I didn't do it on purpose. That's the difference. I did it without knowing that would happen.
You sound just like Clinton right now. I smoked it, but I did not inhale it. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Telling you the truth.
I will take that into consideration, but I legitimately did not know it would happen, and but I earned every one of those trophies. But if you look at my list, it does not look like I did. But yes, there's a way that if you take a save file and you put it into your system, and then like the right number of things has to happen in order, and then all the trophies from that profile will pop.
Oh, dang, that is. Are you serious?
But
you know that is worse than chomping.
But
I'll take that back now.
That's what I said. But you have to do it in like the right order. It's like opening a safe. You have to hit the right combination, else the safe doesn't open. You have to hit the right combination of steps. Otherwise, the trophies don't pop.
Oh my goodness, that is low. Like you are low life in the trophy world.
All right, with that being said, let's move on to our other email, which we got shortly before we started recording. This one is coming from Ungiven Sigh. And I hope I said that right, because or it could be Ungiven C. I don't know.
Ungiven.
It could be Spanish. I don't know. That's what I would do.
Let me check it
out. His email goes, with the busy schedule, I have not been able to keep up with Trophy Horse. While catching up, I heard Yield having a hard time with MotorStorm RC, and when he finally got his trophy and explained his tip to get it, I had to write this email. To be blunt, he went the hard route to get the trophy. It shows his skills. But there's an easier way. To start, you have to have a friend beat a track driving slow. It doesn't matter if they've already beat the track. You have the option to send the challenge to a friend to beat that time. All you have to do is accept the challenge on the pit wall 10 times, and bam, you have yourself an easy silver trophy.
Dang, that's a good one.
Keep up the good work, guys. Ungiven Sigh.
I had read that tip, but I didn't know if anybody was still playing it or any of my friends who had a Vita were still playing it, so I didn't even bother to ask. I do a tip by hat to Ungiving Sigh for the ego boost for my skills.
Calling out your skills?
Yeah, I got mad skills.
All right, that is going to bring us to the end of the show. Let's do some housekeeping.
Yes, 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 housekeeping, housekeeping. Motor trash everywhere, motor trash.
Before we actually go into the housekeeping, I'm just glad that we had me and you, Donnie, we had one of our long overdue arguments on the show again. Our show has been missing one of those for like a good while. ProofofGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We are looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to the website, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to stop by, read all of our articles, and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos can also be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer on YouTube and checking out all of our videos there. While you're cruising the web, be sure to stop by Facebook, because we know you're on Facebook, and do a search for Proven Gamer, and please hit the like button and get involved in the conversations that are happening there. If you're listening to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. But be sure to listen to our other podcast, PG Spoilers, which we do have some topics coming up.
Five episodes ago.
Well, we're probably going to get into those topics after we come back from PAX, just so, we can stay focused on PAX and get everything we need to do with PAX without trying to confuse and time crunch everything else again. So we're going to do those after PAX. If you listen to this podcast and you listen to that podcast, we greatly appreciate it. Those podcasts can be found on iTunes and Stitcher and various podcast applications for your smart devices. But if you are listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, we greatly appreciate it. And we'd even appreciate it more if you can go by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and let us know how good of a job we're doing. If you want to get a hold of us, kind of like Mark and Unforgiven Sai did, there are several ways you could do that. You can send us an email, trophyhorse@provengamer.com. You can call us. Yield, what's that phone number?
330-PROVEN9 at 330-776-8369.
Very good. You remembered it now, huh?
No, I had to look because I was starting to be like, well, I forgot where the 8 started. So I was able to, that's why that little pause between the 6 and the 8. I had to scroll down. They didn't scroll fast enough.
All right. Or you can contact us by getting a hold of us on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. And you can contact Alex at Saundersaurus Rex. All right, that is done with our housekeeping, but we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor is Extra Life, which I will tell you about since Alex is not here. Extra-life.org is a website where you can go and raise money for the Children's America Network Hospitals by doing a marathon of video game playing. This year, it's going to be on November 7th. What we do is we ask you to sign up or donate to a certain person and raise money for your local hospital. It goes for a good cause, and please stop by the website, check it out. It is done every year, and it has grown every year by tremendous bounds and leaps. And I can't say enough about it, and every time I go to talk about it, I get tongue-tied because I want to say so much. But
sound like you're crying to me.
Oh, no, I'm actually – I actually got a burp. But let's go on to our other sponsor, Yield. Can you GoFundMe?
GoFundMe. No, GoFundYou.
Tell us about it.
Go to GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer. We're trying to raise some money for better podcasting equipment, microphones, other fancy equipment. And if you could go there, leave any donation would be greatly appreciated as we try to bring you a better, more professional Trophy Horse podcast.
That ain't gonna happen as long as people running around in tracks in circles.
Going left is exciting.
You know, twice a year they do make right turns, Donnie.
Wow. You mean they won't get in trouble, penalized for going the other way?
No, because they're on a road course. And our last sponsor, Donnie, who are we sponsored by? All right, how do they sponsor? How does Amazon sponsor us, Donnie?
Well, if you go to our website, there's a tab in the right-hand side. When you click on it, before you're doing your shopping, it will take you to Amazon for you. And then you can just do your shopping, and some of the proceeds come to us to help fund the website. So we can have a website for you to come listen to our show. That was gangster tricky. Come on
that,
now.
That was very good, Donnie. that's the most professional you've been in 198 episodes. That is going to bring us to the end of all that. Let's do some shout outs. Donnie, since you were so professional, I'm going to let you do your shout outs first. Hopefully this week you can give your little man a birthday shout out before I do.
Well, you know what? I was just about to do it, but you messed it up. Again.
Dang. That's why I did that.
Well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to the listeners as always. You guys are awesome, awesome. And you keep me coming up with new ideas with new things to come up with and stuff like that.
Too bad they don't write you in and tell you how much of a jackass you are.
Cause they know I'm speaking the real. That's why.
No. You ain't speaking the real.
I can't be a jackass when you're speaking the real. Like, you know what, Donnie? You was hard when you said that. That was cold blooded of you to say that, but you spoke the real. You know, that's what they'd be saying if they do write me. But anyway, you guys, the Trophy Whores crew, and the crew at Proven Gamer also, and I want to give a shout out to myself and my crew for doing my show, which is called Whatever Talk. I've been working on it for the last 2 weeks. Got 2 episodes done. The first one will be put out maybe Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday at the latest. And we'll be
that will be before this episode gets released.
I don't know. I don't know. If you keep talking to me like that. No, you've been working on it, and we've been having some fun on it. I hope you guys like it. It'll be on podomatic.com, and see if I can find some other stuff to put it up on.
Maybe provengamer.com if you ever get it to me.
Maybe provengamer.com, but it might be too grimy for Proven Gamer. It has nothing to do with video games, by the way. So if you want something about video games, don't come to my show. But if you want to just hear some fun. If you want your funny bone tickled, come to my show.
Your funny bone tickled.
If you want the funny bone tickled, or if you just want me to tickle it, just send me a request and I will personally come tickle your funny bone.
Yield your shout out.
Let's see here. I will give a shout out to you guys. Always a blast recording. Shout out to the fans for listening and participating. Always good to get listener mail. Shout out to Jurassic Parky. Homer Gets Stuffed, Ungiven Sigh, and shout out to Dale Jr. and the whole 88 team. That was a good race. Good job, guys.
And I want to give a shout out to you guys for actually showing up to record. A twerp you to Alex for taking a week off. And I want to give a shout out to Sweet Mama D, who makes me laugh every time. And shout out to the goddess who got her Christian Grey fill last night by going to see 50 Shades of Grey. I told her, you can go watch 50 Shades of Grey. I'm just waiting for Age of Ultron.
So, hold on. Say that again. Who watching 50 Shades of Grey?
The goddess.
Oh, all I heard was Sweet Mama Deed and 50 Shades of Grey. I'm like, Tricky, what kind of parent is you, dude?
I'm going to send my 6-year-old daughter to the movies to watch 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, that's all I heard, man, was 50 Shades of Grey. I mean, Sweet Mama D, shout out to Sweet Mama Day D, and 50 Shades of Grey came on after that. I'm like, what the heck is Tricky talking right now?
If there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out. Later.
Check it. You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a Tricky Man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again. Listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.